Step into the wealth elevator and join our 12,000 plus member community who have passively invested over $200 million to acquire over $2.1 billion in commercial real estate. Sign up by going to thewealthelevator.com/club, and here we go.
This is a story about a dude named Lane. He moved to the mainland and bought one place to stay. And then one day he went and tried to rent them out. And then he became one real investor man.
Hey guys, this is Lane with the Simple Passive Cashflow Podcast. Please sign up for a free call with me if you got any questions. And if you guys are looking at multifamily 50 units or higher, send me the deal over and I can run through my analyzer and tell you what I think about it. Maybe we can partner up on the deal. Also, if you guys have needs for some VAs, partnering with Orange Hub, who is offering 10 free hours of a free trial run with a VA, that's a virtual assistant. So if you guys are looking to get free up some times, please let me know. So it's currently the summertime, and I got three things that you guys should be doing to this summer. The first thing is ask your property manager to see if they would be willing to get some of your tenants to sign up for a lease option. A lease option is an option for the tenant to purchase the home. So a lot of times they'll put down $100 or even $5,000 into your pocket, and you'll create this contract where they have the ability to purchase the home at X price, which is usually a pretty good price for you guys. It gives the owner some ownership in the property, and it keeps them in the property longer, and it makes them treat the home a little better. Overall, it's a pretty much win-win for yourself and the tenant. They have the ability to purchase it. Most times they don't, but I guess for you, the benefit is that they treat the home like it's their own. So I got a little letter here that I am sending to the property managers, and it goes, "Hi, property manager. With the summer coming up and rent up season approaching, I was wondering if you'd be able to ask every one of my tenants if they were interested in purchasing the home via lease option. Here's an idea on how we would have a conversation of the proposal. Number one, praise the tenant for a good track record and let them know we're looking to create a win-win situation. Number two, ask if they would like to own their home one day. This also provides us information if we need to plan for a vacancy. It also lets us know what kind of a tenant we have in there. If they're looking to stay long-term, we'd be looking to play a little bit to some of their needs. If some of their requests come in, they're a little marginal, we might be able to keep them happy. And these are the people that we know that it would keep us happy, and we would note this down. And number three, present the lease option idea to them. Here's a pretty standard way of doing it. If the rent is $1,000, ask to raise the price to $1,100, which is $100 more a month, and say that $50 goes to a deposit account and $50 goes to as a fee as the deposit. We can work this out with the contract with the lawyer. Overall, this is a pretty simple way for them to understand what's actually happening, that their $50 is going to their future ownership in the home. This offer is not for everyone, but is ideal for someone who has a recovering from bankruptcy and or has a credit score improving. Once they are signed on with the lease option, this should greatly eliminate service calls, making your job easier, Mr. Property Manager. And when we sell, you'll be able to be the agent on record, and you can have the commissions. Cha-ching. And that's something that they like to hear, because a lot of those property managers, they're picking up 10% every month, but they like when they sell the house for you. That's the big payday for them. So make sure you let them know that you're looking to give them commissions. It might incentivize them to push the lease option ideal on them. And finally, call to action for the property managers. Please report back with the following next month after you've had a brief conversation with my tenant, the address, the interest in buying the home, if not, why or when. Any issues with the current living conditions? Just keep that line of communication open. And what if there are any barriers to a lease option? Get to know their problems, the credit score, job location, how stable are they as tenants? And I might be able to predict future vacancy coming up. So that's the lease option to-do list coming up. Another thing that you guys might want to do, a lot of the taxes are coming up. And if you guys are buying distressed homes or properties undervalued these last few years, you might be unpleasantly surprised that a lot of the taxes are going up. A lot of times, this is a way for the city or county to do a money grab, if you call it, and get extra revenue to pay for other civic benefits going on in the city or town. unfortunately, it eats right into your bottom line. And, you know, most people, they just let it happen. It's just a way of life. But I urge you to do a little Google search for property tax appeals, folks. I'm currently doing this on my properties, and I'm just going to kind of see how far it goes. A lot of these outfits, these are attorneys, they'll put together a nice little template on how to do this. You've got your property at 123 Main Street, and they'll put up comps in this nice table form, and they'll submit it into the taxing authority, and they'll take a look at your comps, and if your comps are coming up less than what they are appraising your home, or they'll drop your taxes, and that's something good, because that eats right into your expenses category. So that's it on appealing your property taxes. Let me know how it goes for you guys, and if you guys have any tricks out there, we can share with the rest of the folks. And for those of you in the Facebook group, be sure to say your successes with this. Maybe we can learn from each other. When I got smart and sold my primary residence to start investing in investments that actually made sense, woo! I needed a place to diversify quickly as opposed to some money market or some high reward checking account. Let's face it, turnkey rentals are cool and syndications are great, but they don't come around often. I stumbled upon the American Homeowner Preservation Fund. The owner, George Newmary, once apartment syndicator too, is now sponsoring the podcast. His fund cuts the middleman out to crowdfund the solution to the mortgage crisis in America. They are empowering you to fund the purchase of distressed mortgages and earn returns that smoke any other passive fund. If you find something else better out there, let me know. Oh yeah, they work with families to keep them in their home after buying an underwater note at a huge discount. It's an opportunity to make an impact on families and communities while earning returns. Start investing with as little as $100 in investinahp.com. If you want the free Burn Zone book, please send me an email at lane@simplepassivecashflow.com. The last thing I wanted to talk about was a lot of people have been sending me development deals, which I'm just not a fan of. You know what I mean? The podcast is called Simple Passive Cash Flow. Development is flipping, and that sounds like another job to me. I'm also a little apprehensive about being the private money lender or the debt part of any development or flipping deal. And even the equity partner, I mean, it's just pretty speculative. I mean, look where we are in the market cycle. I mean, we're definitely above the average. The stock market is up to new highs. It's just a very uncertain time. And it's just something that I'm really not willing to invest in, because if something were to happen, if there was a market correction, I just would be unwilling to go through something like that. And I'm perfectly fine with the returns that I'm getting with my cash flow investments. And the way I look at it is, if I have a goal and my cash flow investments, you know, the slow and steady cash flow investments are going to get me there, then why do I need to be hitting triples and home runs with these development type deals? And yes, the projected IRRs that you see in some of these investment packages do look pretty impressive, but you have to think what is built into it. I'm sure some people would be interested in this stuff, but I mean, I just want the stable cash flow. I mean, I compare it with 20% IRRs in multifamily C-class, and a lot of these are maybe 25, 30%, but I'm just trying to be patient in what I do. A lot of the development deals is speculative on the market keep going up and up. I mean, a lot of the performers that I see in these classy multifamily deals, I just throw outside the window. They're just not worth anything. And that's really what's baked into a lot of these development deals performers, that the market is going up 3, 5, 8% in some places. And that's where they're coming up with these crazy IRRs. I mean, it all comes down to the Sharp Index, which is a little hard to truly quantify, but overall premise is what I like, is take the amount of risk and amount of reward, and there's some sort of ratio. Class C multifamily is pretty stable. You know, people always need a place to live in a recession. You know, people will always move out of their homes and into this C-class product. Whereas a lot of the development deals is a lot of the A-class properties, and when times are tough, these are the places that hurt. I mean, you see it all over, probably about a decade ago in the last boom, where a lot of these properties, they were halfway through the construction phase. They had all the piles up, and they just had to abandon construction. You get half buildings in a lot of these places. I know I'm rambling here a little bit, but the development deals are based on a big push from the market going up in the current direction, you just never know if that's going to happen, and you could be left without a chair when the music stops, basically. Whereas the cash flow investments, I think, is a lot more prudent, especially in this stage of the market cycle. All right, well, I hope you guys have fun this summer. Stay tuned for some more podcasts. And if you guys haven't, sign up for the Hui Deal Pipeline Club. If you guys don't know what that is, shoot me an email, lane@simplepassivecashflow.com. A lot of deals are coming online lately since Trump's been in the office for that pivotal 100 days. I think a lot of the banks and people are looking to sell their properties, so a lot of deals coming through this summer. All right, see you guys. Bye. This website offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Every investor situation is unique. Always seek the services of licensed third-party appraisers and inspectors to verify the value and condition of any property you intend to purchase. Use the services of professional title and escrow companies and licensed tax, investment, and/or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, as in every investment there is risk. The content found here is just my opinion, and things change, and I reserve the right to change my mind. Above all else, do your own analysis and think for yourself, because in the end, you are the only person who is going to look out for your best interests.
The proceeding is not tax, legal, or investment advice, nor an offer to sell securities or investment products. Always make informed decisions with professional guidance. Get educated and surround yourself with a community at thewealthelevator.com/club.